Salam, Farzana. What a lovely surprise.
Wa alaikum salam. It's wonderful to see you too.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in such a long time.
Yes, I was out of town for a couple of weeks. You know, had gone to visit my parents. That's actually why I'm here. Here's a parcel for you. It's from mom.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of your mom. Come sit down. So, how are auntie and uncle doing?
Alhamdulillah, they're all well. Baba's feeling a lot better now. How are things with you? Well, how's Zainab?
She's absolutely wonderful. She has settled so well into her new school, has made so many good friends, and she seems so happy. So what have you been up to? I've been busy all week shopping for Muharram. There's just so many majalis to attend. I had to make sure I had enough outfits for all of them. By the way, did you hear? Kaniz Boutique downtown has a new line of shalwar kameez, and they're the latest styles from Pakistan. You have to go before they run out.
Thank you for letting me know. Although my outfits from last year are still in pretty good condition, I really don't feel right buying new ones, you see.
Oh, come on. You can't wear those again every day. Plus, last year that awful zebra print was in. You can't be seen in that thing anymore.
Okay, maybe I'll check it out later. But, oh, before I forget, I wanted to tell you to come to the new class Maulana's having at mosque. It's called A Happy Family the Islamic Way. It's really good. You should come if you can.
Happy Family? What a name. What do Maulanas know about having a happy family? Have you even seen the Maulana's wife lately? She doesn't look happy to me at all. In fact, I could teach the students a few things about how to keep their families happy. Hot biryani and fresh pakora for the husband and the latest phone for the kids. And there you go. You have a happy family.
Yes, I know. No one makes pakoras the way you do. But you know how it is these days. Our kids, they're being attacked from all sides. We need to know how to help them, not just cook and clean for them. Last week's class was particularly good. Maulana told us the stories of the three ulama and what we can learn from their lives that can help us truly lead an Islamic life inside our homes.
I don't know. Scholars are necessary for telling us how to pray, when to fast, when to take out istikharas, but life lessons? I seriously doubt that. But go ahead and tell me just one story. Zainab's in her room, and her dad is constantly on his phone. I always tell him he should have proposed to his phone instead of me. Both of us would have been way happier.
Well, the first story, it was about one of the greatest Shia scholars of modern times, Shahid Baqir Asad.
Ayatollah Muhammad Baqir Sadr, better known as Shahid Baqir Sadr, was born in 1935 in Iraq to a family of scholars. Orphaned as a toddler, he soon became renowned for his astounding intellect and ability to grasp difficult concepts at a very young age. He spent his early years in studying, displaying both his love of learning and his love for the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam.
Muhammad Bakir! Muhammad Bakir! Where are you? Oh, you're at home. Come outside. I got a new soccer ball yesterday. I can show you some new tricks.
Thank you. I'll come later, but I just want this book first. I want to make sure I know all the material for exam.
The exam? But you've been sick all week. Al-Ustad never makes kids who are sick take the exam.
It's true. I've had a cold all week. That doesn't mean I couldn't study. I can't use that excuse with Ustad. It wouldn't be fair.
But you don't even need to study. You're always ahead of the class. You could have taken this exam months ago.
Reviewing never hurts. And I've been reading more about the different forms of government around the world. Have you ever heard of Marxism or imperialism? It's really very fascinating to study how these forms of government work in different parts of the world. If only they knew even a little of what our Ahlul Bayt have taught us about governing, they could see for themselves how flawed their systems are. Come, sit here for a few minutes and I'll explain to you all about it.
No, please, I don't even understand what the textbook says about Iraq. I don't need any extra information.
Okay, then come. I'll explain that to you first, then I'll tell you about the rest of it. Honestly, it's really interesting. Sit and I'll teach you. And you can show me your soccer skills after class.
Muhammad Bakir, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere. We missed you at school. How are you now? And we do want to talk to you about the Noha I'll be reciting next week from Muharram.
Are you going to be reciting again at the Haram of Imam al-Kadhim? I don't know how you do it, reciting in front of such a huge crowd.
My dad is so happy I'll be reciting again this year. He says whenever you recite, the entire city comes to listen. The people love you so much.
It's not me that they love. It's only the story of Imam Hussein that brings such large crowds of people together.
Shahid Asad's incredible academic abilities continued to grow and allowed him to enter the Hauza at a tender age of just 12 years, where he studied among prominent scholars. His views, strong views, leadership abilities, and immense popularity made him a threat to the Ba'ath party, and he was arrested several times by Saddam. 30 years later, we see that despite all this, he makes the time to regularly remember the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam and balances time at home as a devoted son, husband, and a father.
My dear, you know on Fridays he always goes for the Ziyarah of Abdullah?
But he's usually home by now. It's almost 4.
I know. Don't worry, he'll be home soon.
Don't worry, Mama, even more. You see how worried she is? She's been kneading that dough all afternoon, just waiting for him. Come on, don't cry. Inshallah, nothing has happened to him. You know how everyone likes to stop him at the haram to ask him questions.
But what about the Saddam soldiers?
No, no, they won't bother him. Remember last time when they tried to arrest him? The people were so upset because they love him so much that Saddam had to let him go. But listen, when he does come home, don't bother him with all your questions, okay? And don't ask him for money for bananas either. He's got so many things to worry about already.
I know. I do really want to buy a banana tomorrow. All my friends have been buying one every day. Soon the season will be over. They won't be
just need an extra 10 corn. But okay, I won't ask him. I hear the door. Baba, Baba, Salam, you're home.
Salamun alaikum, my dears. I'm home. Look what I've brought you. How are you two? How was your day? Have you finished your homework for tomorrow? I promised to play outside with you, remember? If you finished your work on time. Ja'far, my son, how are you?
I'm much better now, Baba. Yamma says I must rest, but I want to go and play football with you.
Listen to your mother, my good child. Insha'Allah, you will have your strength back very soon. And then we will play football together. Zahra, do you have a question to ask me? I can tell from your face that you have a question.
Baba, I'm almost done my homework. It's just that I was wondering if I can get an extra 10 koran from you.
Zahra, I told you not to ask Baba.
It's okay, Hamida. Let her ask whatever she wants. What do you need the extra money for, Zahra?
Baba, I know you give us 1 dirham every day as pocket money, but just now it's banana season. They've been selling bananas at school every day. All my friends have been buying them this week. I just need a little more money and I can get one too.
I can give you the money. That's not the problem. It's just that... Tell me, girls. Does everyone in your school buy bananas, or just some of the students?
No, only some of the girls who can afford it. Most of them can't.
Then I would prefer that you be from the majority of the students and refrain from buying bananas. Girls, I never ever want you to be seen as part of the elite. And I pray that you will never think of yourselves as better than any of the other students in your school. You are Hamida and Zahra Sadr, and I'm Muhammad Bakir, and nothing more.
Okay, Baba, if you say so. But can we buy some bananas from the bazaar, please?
Yes, yes, of course. Thank you for understanding. Now please go and finish your homework while I have some tea with your mother and say salam to Bibi. I have not had a chance to speak to them all day. I will be right back to have some tea with you, but let me go say salam to Walidati first. Is she in her room?
Yes, she was here until a few minutes ago when she went to her room to rest. Go quickly, I'm sure she hasn't fallen asleep yet.
Salaamu alaikum, Ya Umma. How are you?
Salam, Sayyid Abu Ja'far. All thanks be to the Almighty who has returned you safely to us. If only you knew how hard it is for me when you leave each morning. I know you're going to teach the religion of God, and I know how much the people of Iraq need your guidance and your help. May the Almighty help you always in your mission. But Ya Waladi, my heart is not at rest all day until I hear you at the door in the evenings. However, I am so happy to see you so well and so carefree of the pressures that you face. Now tell me, where is that nu'aba I ironed for you this morning?
I know it was a gift from your friend who just returned from Ziyara. But on my way to work, I saw a student who needed it more than I did. I knew you would chide me, but I did not feel right keeping it for myself when I did not need it.
Abu Ja'far, I don't think you have acquired a new outfit in the last 10 years since you got married. Every gift you get, you give away before the day is done. You are fortunate to have such a patient wife. Now go and have some tea with her while I rest.
Thank you, Ya Umma. Inshallah, when you wake up, I will tell you about what happened as I was going to the Haram today. I always love to hear your advice. been waiting to sit down and have some tea in peace with you all day. How are you? How was your day? You look too tired. You have been working very hard.
It's not that I'm tired. It's just that I've been so worried. I was so anxious today when you came back late. I just kept thinking if Saddam's soldiers took you again. I can't bear that again.
Om Jafar, please, don't worry so much about things that have not happened yet. Only that will happen which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And even if they take me, you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and none is better than Him as a protector.
But what if this time they don't let you come back? Last time they said they were going to take you to Baghdad, but they didn't because of their protests in Najaf and Kadhmin. How will the girls and I survive if something happens to you? I wish you'd be more careful, not to go out into public so much.
I'm not the least bit scared of the soldiers of Saddam. Let them take me if they want. What is the worst they can do? At worst, they can kill me? But I have been waiting for the opportunity for Shahada for many years. Om Jafar, we all have to die someday. And how I long to die defending the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just from illness or old age. Having said that though, I do worry about you and the girls. I was thinking, why don't you go to your family for a bit? Saddam is after me only, and he has no need for you.
Leave? Without you? Please don't speak like that. We will never do such a thing. Don't even mention it. How much you remind me of our Bawla, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He too asked his companions on the night of Ashura to leave him. Ilahi, please let me be like those companions. So strong, so steadfast in the support of the Imam. Ilahi, please give me the strength for whatever you send our way.